Blog Talk Radio.
Lord, prepare me to be a
Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your presence. Thank you for your peace. Thank you for your power. We thank you for just a gathering. Oh, we thank you for your love. Thank you for your directions. Thank you for your safety, Jesus. Oh, we thank you for your healing. We thank you for listening. Thank you for answering prayers. Thank you, Jesus, for being omnipotent. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus, for stretching out your hand towards our situations, dear Father, all around the world. We thank you for peace, dear Father, and to solacing all of the noise in somebody's mind right now in the name of Jesus, I say thank you. Oh, someone, dear Father, is just relaxing tonight for the first time in a long time, dear Father. And I said, thank you, Jesus, for the things that we've been looking for and searching for and all of the dark places and all of the hidden corners, dear Father. And we found it now that we found you. Oh, I thank you, Lord Jesus. I ask that I may decrease and that you may increase and step forward and speak to your children and give us your word, dear Father, that word that would carry us throughout generations, dear Father. Oh, we can't wait another day, another hour, another minute, another second, dear Father. We need you right now. We need you, Jesus, right now. We need you, Jesus, right now. We invite the Holy Spirit to come and take over us right now. Envelop this room right now all over the universe. For those who seek you, may they find you as your word has spoken to us, Jesus. We thank you right now. In the precious name of Jesus, we invite you. We look forward to a change in our situation. All right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. This is I, Evangelist Fawn Dillman from the Tri-Anointed Ministries. And I just say thank you, Lord Jesus, for another opportunity to be in the land of the living. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Our scripture tonight is coming from Psalms 37. As you get your sword, hallelujah, the Spirit of God's Word, I remind you that the guest call-in number is 646-652-4916. We welcome your calls. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I remind you that you can reach us at Tri-Anointed Ministries at walkwithmegod@aol.com. We're also linked with Facebook and Twitter and MySpace, and however it is that God tells us to get his word out in a day that we're living in. We're there, obedient to the word. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I feel someone is just feeling peace, just all up on them right now. Comfort all up on them right now. The doctors have gave you bad news, but you're sleeping like a baby tonight. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Some spouse just did you wrong, walked out on you, turned their back on the kids, but you are in a safe place right now. Hallelujah, Jesus. You are feeling the presence of the Lord in your life right now like never before. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You sung the songs and prayed the prayers and read the book, but now you are actually applying it to your life. Someone has figured out the difference between religions and relationship right now in the name of Jesus. And I say thank you, Jesus, for that. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's go right to the word. Psalms 37. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Starting at verse 16. Hallelujah. It says, better the little that the righteous has than the wealth of many wicked. For the power of the wicked will be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. The days of the blameless are known to the Lord, and their inheritance will endure forever. Let's say it again. The days of the blameless are known to the Lord. You may not get your recognition here for doing what's right, but it's known unto the Lord. And your inheritance will endure forever. Hallelujah. But the power of the wicked will be broken, my sisters and brothers. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Verse 19 says, in times of disaster, they will not wither. In days of famine, they will enjoy plenty. Look around you. We're in days of famine, but we shall what? Enjoy plenty. Verse 20 says, but the wicked will perish. They're falling every day. They're going against each other every day. The Lord's enemies will be like the beauty of the fields. They will vanish like smoke. Verse 21 says, the wicked borrows and do not repay, but the righteous give generously. Those to the Lord blesses will inherit the land, but those who curse it will be cut off. Just read to you tonight, Psalms 37, starting at 16 through 22. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We're coming to you tonight suited for success. Suited for success. Are you suited for success? This is someone's day. You said, this is my day. Let me receive the word of how to get suited for success. Somebody says, I'm suited for success, evangelist. I am suited for success. Hallelujah. Teach someone else how to get where you are. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Again, the guest call-in number is 646-652-4916. You can correspond with us at walkwithmegod@aol.com. Success. Many people get upset when a Christian tries to get success. You know, but success is not a bad word. In fact, the first time it was used in the Bible was by God to Joshua after the death of Moses. Write it down. In the first chapter of Joshua, verses 8 and 9, God said, this book of law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written herein. For then thou shalt make thy ways prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Hallelujah. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. So be not afraid. So it's amazing when you hear not only just the world, but Christians thinking that we should not be successful because we are children of God, because we are Christians living our lives Christ-like. But if you think about it, that's what our God is. He's a successor. He succeeded everything he went towards to do. Why would we not be the same? Joshua must have had concerns about, you know, stepping into Moses' shoes as a leader of Israel, wouldn't you? After all, Moses was the long-awaiting deliverer. Moses was the miracle worker. Moses was the man that spoke face-to-face with God. But now God was speaking to Joshua and telling him how to succeed. Hallelujah. And it's as if with us today, prosperity and success. It's a direct result of following God's word. A direct result of following God's word. You said, but it was Big Mama who always had the word, and God always spoke to Papa, and he would always bring us the word, but God is now also speaking to you. You are the successor of those. He always has someone else in line. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe that wisdom, I believe that knowledge from God's word, I believe that it can enable us to rise to the top, regardless of obstacles, regardless of the recession. So I believe that when you need favor, I believe that when you need wisdom, when you're searching for protection, a prosperity, you know how to pray effectively and receive it. So if you know how to pray effectively, you shall receive it. See, if sickness attacks your body, you should apply the word of God. Change it with your faith. Tell your body, you are healed. I am healed. No matter where you go or what you come into contact with, you know how to come out victoriously. Some of the old people used to say, if you fall in an outhouse, come out smelling like a rose. It's up to you how you come out of the situation. God wants you to be a success. It's essential that you become a success. The essential is that you become a success. God has provided you with all of the essentials you need. I need to succeed in this life. And I know it's hard. You look around you at your circumstances and you say, if he has provided me with all of the essentials that I need to succeed in this life, why am I downcasted? Why am I always been picked on, lied on, scandalized? Why am I homeless? Why am I hungry? Why am I single and everyone else seems to be married and going on with their life? Why am I single? Why am I stirring out here? Why did my child die? Why am I thinking of suicidal thoughts? If he has given me all of the things I need to succeed. Hallelujah. I hear your question. God hears your question. But you see, his plan of salvation, it includes more than just eternal life. It includes more than just a mansion in heaven. I come to tell you the answer to your question. Hallelujah. As a member, hear me from the Spirit. As a member of the family of God, you have access to benefits that provide for everything you could ever need in life. 2 Peter tells us that. 2 Peter 1 and 3 tells us that. That as members of the family of God, you have access to benefits that provide for everything you could ever need in life. In fact, the moment you were born, you were issued a suit of armor designed by God himself. Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. From the top of your head to the soles of your feet, you are equipped with supernatural clothing. Hallelujah. And the enemy cannot take it from you. I like to think of it as your faith suit. And you say, well, I went through some challenges, And I think I've destroyed what it is that he gave me. But hear me again, that from the moment you were born, you were issued the suit of armor designed by God himself, not by man that you can destroy, but by God himself. So I don't care what you've done. It was designed for you. It's still designed. Your faith suit is still there for you. Ephesians chapter 6 describes your faith suit this way. He says, finally, my brethren, he said, be strong in the Lord. He said, be strong in the power of his might. I come to tell someone tonight, our God is mighty. Reach out and get your strength from the mighty God. You say, I'm down and I don't even see how I can go forward. I don't want to pick up and go any further. I don't want to fight this fight any longer. My body's wearing out on me. I'm not even living. I'm just existing. I don't want to go forward. But my God tells me, he says, be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the power of his might. So what you need to do now is reach out and call out his name and say, Jesus, I'm weak, but I want to be strong in your might. I want to be strong in you. Strengthen me, Lord Jesus. Strengthen me, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Won't he do it? Yes, he will. He says, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against. Why does he want you to put it on? Why did he give you a faith suit? He said, so that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. When he tells you you can't do without it, tell him I can. I'm drawing strength from the Lord now. Hallelujah. Let's look at it like this. Let's look at it that one neighbor's lights are turned off, but the other neighbor says, you can draw for me. Hook up your line to my line. You draw off of me now. Hallelujah. That's where we at with our Father. You're weak, and you can't wait to get that next drink. You can't wait to try to lie your way out of that situation instead of doing your best at what you're paid to do. You're trying to do anything less than that. But as you start to want to recognize it and set it out in front of you, hallelujah. Because if you don't pull it out and if you don't look at it, if you don't acknowledge that there is something going on, you can't address it. You can't heal it. You can't climb over it. You got to first say, it's a mountain in front of me before you can start to climb. Hallelujah. But now once you recognize that there's a mountain in front of you, hallelujah, you can't try on your own wills, but you've got to be able to try with the will of God saying, I need your strength. God, let me plug into you. Let me draw strength from you. Let me draw your might. Your word said I'm able to do that. I believe your word. I'm standing on your word. I need my faith so that you designed for me. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. I need my faith suit that I may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For I recognize your word tells me that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. I know that's what our eyes see. But it's beyond that. Can I get you to look a little farther? Can you go a little deeper with me? But it says that it's against the principalities. It's against the powers. It's against the rulers of the darkness, the darkness of this world. It's against the spiritual wickedness in high places. We've been in the dark too long. We've been in the dark too long, wrestling, trying to do it on our own. We can't get there. It'll never happen. Hallelujah. Wherefore, it's at stake unto you the whole armor of God. Not just the part that you think that you need today. Not just the part that you think that you want to agree with today. But it said, take with you the whole armor of God. The whole armor of God. Excuse me. Let's see what the whole armor of God is. Why should we take it? He said, so that ye may be able to withstand. Not that you're not going to get hit, bumped, and bruised, but withstanding is what we're trying to achieve. Withstand in the evil day, having done all to stand. Stand, therefore, having your loins girded about with truth. It's acceptable to lie today. The devil is a liar. He is the father of lies. Look around you. Everything that was right, he tells you it's okay for those things to be wrong now. Full of lies. But we have to stand, therefore, having our loins girded about with truth and having our breastplate of righteousness. And we have our feet shown with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We have to prepare our feet, hallelujah, for the gospel of peace. We're in a battle. It's just not going to come. We've got to prepare. Get ourselves ready to be in peace. We got to work to be in peace. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And then it tells us, above all, taking the shield of faith, size of a mustard seed, can be a powerful weapon. He said, above all. If you're walking around with no faith, you're walking in circles. You're chasing your tail. You're living in darkness. You're looking for the light, but you're moving and you're going nowhere. But above all, hallelujah, when you look around you, check your faith. Take the shield. The shield of faith. A shield protects you, my sisters and brothers. Wherein you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Hallelujah. Coming out like no smoke at all. Been in the midst of a furnace. Hallelujah. But coming out smelling pure and clean. He said, and then take your helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God. Somebody needs to write that on their heart. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Don't take another second walking around without your faith suit. Ephesians 6:10-17. Have you ever tried to dress a child that is distracted or the child refuses to help you while you're dressing them? It can be a challenge. It can be frustrating. But when that same child is excited about going somewhere, they will put their pajamas so on, their play clothes. They'll look for someone to help button up the buttons and lace up the lace and tie up the ties. And there's a big difference. Well, God has provided you this awesome suit of armor so that you can successfully stand against the wiles of the devil. But it can't help you unless you wear it. It's your responsibility to accept it and put it on. I know it's easy to go around and talk and blame each and every person, but it's your responsibility. It's your responsibility to accept it and put it on. Romans 13 and 12 tells us, the night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. The night is far spent. We've been in the night too long. We've been roaming in the night, fiddling around, trying to find which way to go too long, on our own. Trying to find the right spouse on our own. Selecting this one and that one. This job and that job. This city and that city. Complaining to this person and that person. Drinking this wine and that beer. Smoking this drug and doing this one. Shooting up this one. Doing things you never thought you would do. That you said repulsed you. Now you see that that's where you're at. Or everyone else sees it but you. You're lying to yourself now. You don't even respect yourself enough to present the truth to you. Been living in the darkness far too long. 13 and 12 says the night is far spent. The day is at hand. All the stuff you've been doing in the darkness is ready to come to the light. It's getting ready to come to the light. You said, I don't know how much longer I can go on like this. But I'll tell you right now, don't worry about it. You're not going to be able to go too much longer anyway. All of it's getting ready to come to the light. It's getting ready to crack open for you. All that's done in the darkness. God giving you more time to get yourself together. He's just giving you time, his mercy, just showing you his mercy, his grace. But you're getting ready to be exposed one way or another. Hallelujah. Romans 12, 13 tells us to let us therefore cast off the works of darkness. Cast it off. You got to do something. You got to try. It's not going to feel good all the time, but you got to cast off the works of the darkness. When you're feeling like you can't cast it off, you remember you're going to draw from the strength of God. He said, pull on my might. Take of my might. Let me strengthen you. But either way, you've got to cast off the works of the darkness in order to put on the armor of light. So we're casting off the works of the darkness, and we're putting on, hallelujah, the armor of light. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. How do you do that? You read God's word. You're accepted by faith. How do you do that? You meditate on the word day and night and don't let it depart from your mouth. How do you do that? You follow God's instructions to Joshua, and you will be a success going somewhere to happen. I don't care if you're a janitor, you will be a success going somewhere to happen. You will be equipped for victory. You got to accessorize. You know, when you go get your outfit, you just don't get the outfit, but you have to get the accessories. You got to accessorize. We do that, both male and female. Well, what's that you have suited yourself with the armor of God? then you can browse through his word for ways to add to your faith suit. Come on now. Accessorize. 2 Peter 1, 4 through 8 says, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. So let's go back now. When we cast a work of the darkness, we are actually escaping from corruption that is in the world through the lust of your own heart, whatever yours may be. And besides this, given all diligently, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue add knowledge, and to knowledge add temperance, and to temperance add patience, and to patience add godliness, and to godliness add brotherly kindness, and to the brotherly kindness add charity. For if these things be in and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our God Jesus Christ. So you have on your suit. Hallelujah. Now you've got to accessorize. You've got to get all the things. What an awesome thing. See, if virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, brotherly kindness, and love, which is our charity, is in you abundantly, then you will succeed. Then you will bear fruit. Hallelujah. One last look. See, mirrors are a wonderful thing. If you take the time to use them, mirrors are a wonderful thing. They will reveal things that need to be fixed and save you from embarrassing situations. You'll be able to see the lettuce in your the ketchup on your cheek, you know. You'll be able to look down and see that you got, when you think you're looking all good, you got mud on the heel of your 6 inches. Hallelujah. Before you take that strut, you can reach down and clean that off if you use the mirror. But more importantly, it will reveal the hem of your dress inside your pantyhose. Hallelujah. But what? You have to look in the mirror or you will be exposed. So that's exactly what we was talking about. You have to acknowledge that you're having a problem in this area before you're able to start casting off the sickness. Before you're able to actually start to saving yourself and escaping from the corruption, you've got to look in the mirror. You have got to look in the mirror at you. Hallelujah. You won't look, you will not be exposed. You'll keep hiding in darkness, and the enemy will expose you to the world in a bad light. You'll find yourself behind prison walls, sitting in a corner, chewing your nails, hiding away. You'll find yourself in some bad marriage. Hallelujah. That's what happens when you do not look in the mirror. You ever saw people and you look at them and you wonder, do they have a mirror in their house? If they don't have a mirror, do they have a friend? Hallelujah. It's all happened to us many times before. Hallelujah. You must come to the understanding how important it is to take one last look in the mirror before you decide to do what you're going to do. So the next time you get ready to shoot the drugs up your arm, look in the mirror as you. When you're hiding behind corners to drink that drink, stand in the mirror and drink that drink. Remember, the drink that you drink is what you're passing down to your children to drink. They'll be two times the alcoholic that you were. They'll make three times the mistakes that they're watching you make. A child needs a parent who's in love with the Lord. And if you're not leading that child in the way of the Lord, I don't care what grandma, auntie, uncle is doing, they're looking at you first. They're going to have to go around that mountain many, many times before they look back and see, let me try grandma's way. They're going to try mama's way first. They're going to try daddy's way first. Looking into the mirror, one last look. Hallelujah. The point. Don't take things for granted. Don't take it for granted that what you're doing is just going to stop with you. Don't take it for granted that you've got it all together. People just don't understand. You got it all together. The Word of God is our mirror. And before you begin anything, always take that one last look. Allow it to reveal things that you may need to adjust. He says, lean not to your own understanding. Hallelujah. My people perish from lack of knowledge. The Bible is your mirror. Forget about what you think you got a problem or not. Look at the Word and look at, that's your mirror. James 1:23-25 says, and we're going to close for the sake of time. It says, for if any be a hearer of the Word, are you a hearer? And do you hear the Word? Okay, well, let's go back. But if any, be a hearer of the Word and not a doer. It's like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goes his way and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. So he looks at himself and he sees himself. But then he turns away, and immediately he cannot remember what he looks like. He can't remember who he was. He can't remember when he could sit and laugh without being high. He can't remember when he could carry on a conversation, intelligent conversation, without being stoned. He can't remember when he was a family man and not families all the town, trying now, hustling and bustling to be just a man. He can't remember when he had dreams and admirations for himself, goals that he wanted to reach out for. But now he or she is selling drugs. Now he and she is living every day to get up and do the same repetitive thing because you can't see your way through it. The Word of God is your mirror. Let's not forget what you look like. So if you are a hearer of the Word, you said, I love the Lord. I know the Lord. You are a hearer of His Word, but you're not a doer of His Word. And this false hope, false pretense, you're still not getting anywhere. You're still walking in the darkness, feeling around, trying to find way to the light. Whosoever was still in James chapter 1, we're doing 23 through 25. It says, but whosoever. So not just the evangelists, the preachers, the teachers, and the apostles, and the prophets, but whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty, the perfect law of freedom. You want to be set free that you can't get up and move about without drugging yourself, drinking yourself, being in the wrong company? But whosoever looketh in the perfect law of liberty and continues therein, not just temporarily, but continues with it, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, it says this man shall be blessed in his deeds. That's the one who does not forget what he hears. And he's a doer of the things that he hears. Hallelujah. He continues to walk in the Lord. He continues to draw strength from God. Then he shall be blessed in his deeds. I believe that each and every one of us wake up every morning and we want to be blessed in our deeds. We want to do the best at wherever we're going to work at. I don't believe that we get up and say that I don't want to be prosperous today. I don't want to succeed today. I want to have a miserable day on my job today. I believe that you want to have a good day on your job. You want to do the best that you can do. You just haven't turned around and took that one last look. You haven't accessorized your faith suit. You may have acknowledged or not acknowledged that you have all the essentials have already been given to you to succeed in this life. You see, God's word will reveal the way for you to succeed. It's only in God's word. Not just hearing it, but doing it continuously, day in and day out, meditating on the word, night and day. He said, when I was a child, certain things I did, but as I grew up, you put childish things away. The things that you used to do, you shouldn't continually want to do them anymore. At all, you said, but that's not easily done, life. Not easily done. That's why he gives you another day. His grace and his mercy just shines upon you, protecting you out of the way of your ignorance, from all death, hurt, harm, and danger, giving you another opportunity. Won't you take that opportunity today? Before it's too late, the enemy is going to expose you. And it's not going to be nice. You have the opportunity to expose yourself. Surrender yourself to the Lord. Saying, here I am, just as I am. Messed up, drugged up, pumped up, pimped out, drunk up. Some people are just straight mean, deceitful, liars. Whatever it is, so just as I am, here I am. And I promise you, God's word will reveal the way for you to succeed. You just have to study and do what it says. You will never be ashamed in 2 Timothy 2:15. And you will know where to go and what to do when you get there. You will be blessed and find good success. Hallelujah. You may not understand where you are, but you know that the word of God has sent you there. You will learn to hear the voice of the Lord. And when you get there, all the doors will open for you. when you continuously fight, when you continuously pull from his strength. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are suited for success. Have you prayed the prayer of salvation? If you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, I would like to take this opportunity to introduce you to the greatest friend you'll ever have. As you say these words, if you believe them in your heart, you will be born again, according to Romans 10, 9 and 10. Jesus, come into my life. Forgive me of all my sins. I ask you to cleanse my heart and make me a new person in you right now. Make me a new person in you right now. I just need you to forgive me for all of my sins. No need to try to hide any. Lay them all out before him. God, I just need you to cleanse me. Cleanse my heart. Make me a new creature. A new person in you right now. And I believe that you are the Son of God. And I believe that you died on the cross for me. Jesus, I want to thank you for loving me enough to die. And I accept all that your shed blood bought for me on the cross. And I receive you as my Savior. Oh, and Lord, in your I pray. Amen. If you just prayed this prayer, congratulations. You are a new creature in Christ. And as 2 Corinthians 5:17 in the New Commandment says, old things are passed away. Old things are passed away. Oh, I feel that spirit of peace again. Old things have passed away. Hallelujah. All things are become new. Friends, you have a whole new life with Jesus to look forward to starting right now. Your slate is clean before God. Let no one tell you or remind you of what you were, what you used to be. Your slate is clean right now. You have a brand slate, new mercies. Your spirit has been reborn because of Christ's great sacrifice, because of Christ's great love for you. I would love to hear from you. Share with me of how God is changing your life, what he's doing in your life, of your decision to just follow Christ. I'll be more than happy to send you out anything that would help you on your walk with Christ as a new believer. You can get in touch with us again at walkwithmegod@aol.com. Christ is thinking about you, and he only wants the best for your life. May God bless you. May God keep you. Again, you can reach me by calling 210-264-5287. God bless you and keep you. This is Evangelist Von Dumas signing off, saying, I worship the Lord. God is worthy of all of our praise. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. Take that one last look. Put on the accessories. Accept his mighty suit, his faith suit. Remember that you have all of the essentials to succeed. Hallelujah.
Because that is what I love.
Hallelujah.
I give you praise.
praise, praise, praise.
Because, Lord, you are my righteousness. I worship you. Oh, my God.
He's your light.
There is none like you.
In all your ways, acknowledge him. And he shall direct your path. In all your ways, acknowledge him. And he shall direct your pathway to his strength. How do I get to his strength? Acknowledge him. He will direct your ways. God bless you. God keep you until we meet again. Evangelist Vaughn signing out. God bless you. We love you.